Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather is mild. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are seeing clear skies, while Haifa experiences a light breeze, a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just 2 hours ago, drugs were found in Gaza aid as the IDF destroyed Hamas weapons depots in a mosque and arrested a terrorist in the West Bank. Also, Ynet reported 13 hours ago that Israel struck Gaza, targeting Hamas sites in Shati. This comes as the kite threat returns to the southern border, echoing past incendiary balloon attacks. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the U.S. has removed Syria's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism. Syrian President al-Sharaa thanked Donald Trump in a post online. Separately, Forward writes from 8 hours ago that American synagogues are spending more than ever on security. Temple Israel in Bloomfield, Michigan, is preparing for the high holidays with heightened measures. And finally, Axios reports from 37 hours ago that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified, while Israel defended its actions. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News English posted just minutes ago about the U.S. removing Syria's terror designation, highlighting President al-Sharaa's gratitude to Trump. In a post from earlier, Ynet Global discussed Turkey's rising power under Erdogan. They warned Israel to heed the signs as Turkey aligns its military strength with Islamist ideology. Eve Barlow, a commentator, expressed stark views half an hour ago, stating, "These people killed everything." Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report on the discovery of drugs in Gaza aid, the IDF's actions in destroying weapons depots and making arrests highlight ongoing tensions in the region. A senior COGAT official stated that Hamas remains a significant barrier to improving conditions in Gaza. This development underscores the complex challenges of maintaining security while providing humanitarian aid. Turning to the Ynet report from earlier today, Israel's strikes on Hamas sites in Shati follow kite attacks reaching Israeli communities. These incidents recall pre-war incendiary tactics and have prompted Israeli warnings against further launches. The resurgence of these threats could escalate tensions along the southern border, impacting civilian safety. Meanwhile, I-24 News shared that earlier this hour, the U.S. lifted Syria's terror designation. President al-Sharaa publicly thanked Donald Trump for this decision, marking a significant shift in diplomatic relations. This move might alter regional dynamics and influence Syria's international standing. Separately, the Forward's piece on American synagogues highlights rising security costs amid ongoing threats. Temple Israel in Michigan, attacked in March, illustrates the urgent need for protective measures during religious observances. This trend reflects broader concerns over religious safety in the U.S. And finally, Axios's report on Syria and Israel moving to ease tensions post-bombing shows efforts to avoid further conflict. Israel stands by its military actions while Syria disputes them. This dialogue could help stabilize relations and reduce the risk of military escalations. On the economic front, first, tech reports that flights have resumed at Ben Gurion Airport. Earlier baggage congestion led to a temporary halt, but operations are now gradually normalizing. Despite this, passengers may still face delays and luggage issues. Separately, Globes notes that Israeli mall giants Azrieli and Melisran are shifting focus to residential real estate. This diversification reflects changing market demands as they expand beyond shopping malls and offices. And finally, Ynet Business highlights significant cash withdrawals by Russians amid war fears. Concerns over potential Kremlin actions have led to billions being pulled from banks, indicating heightened economic anxiety. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.